Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers and spankers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Hey, amen. Man.
Can I get an amen?
Hey,
amen.
Women.
Welcome back to another great episode, you could say, of the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from the little love church of the Bonobo Way here in the new village of Bonoboville. Very new. Everything's very new. And we are still testing our equipment, which is why we said music down, and that was Max, who, if you're on Facebook, I'm sure you heard, because he's holding the Max Cam, which is Facebook right now, and I am holding Goddess Phoenix's fiber optic whip. I am whipping it up for DomCon. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, wankers and spankers. It's almost DomCon. We are bound for DomCon. Oh yeah, it's definitely an act of bondage that DomCon puts you through. Getting the right outfit, yes, mine is from Damask Latex. And you know, just all the things you have to do to get ready, including a rehearsal, which is what we are going to be doing tonight. So you're just going to have to put up with it. Spoiler alert, yep, we're going to do a rehearsal for DomCon. So if you're going to be joining us this Saturday at 1 p.m. in the Hilton Hotel, maybe you do want to watch, because then you'll know the material and be able to enjoy the latex, you know. Yeah, we're going to do it, and we're going to talk about some other things, too. Actually, Merry Masturbation Month, spankers and wankers, right? Merry Masturbation Month. It is the month of May. Hey, hey, hey. And yay. I don't know if there's... We're testing our equipment tonight, and there's a lot of testing going on. So, oops, did we stall somehow? Anyway, shoot the gun between your legs. Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, too many people are shooting guns, for reals. And so, you know, your banana, right, is a good thing to shoot. So, you know, speaking of penile objects, just in time for Masturbation Month. I was thinking of meditation, which is masturbation combined with meditation, which is a phrase created by our friend Annie Sprinkle. Shout out to Annie Sprinkle. So, Merry Masturbation Month. Freshly washed dildos here from Bad Dragon. And, of course, Bill Clinton is back. And all the interns and some of the editorial assistants just love to, you know, kind of role play with our Bildo, is what I call him, Bildo. Bildo, the you-know-what. Okay, but he's a nice likeness, no? And I'm not exactly sure what went on with the Facebook camera, but should I be looking at the other camera? No, I'm still here, okay. So, yeah, we're live tonight on Dr. Susie TV, and we want to talk to you. We are going to do this rehearsal, but we also would love for you to give us a call, you know, at 626-461-5950 or 1-866-289-7068. And, you know, the second one's a toll-free number. First one, you can call from anywhere in the world and use your phone as a phone, kid. Or, you know, you're all kids, no matter how old you are. But you should be over 18 to call this show, I think. I don't know if there's a rule about that, but I would just say that's a good idea. So tell us about what's on your mind, in your heart, and between your legs. We do talk about sex on this show. I am a sex therapist. We'll get into that a little bit later. I did want to introduce my lovely editorial assistant who is doubling as a show assistant tonight. And she's a Jill of all trades in a way. And this is Shannon Sweet. Sweet Shannon Sweet.
Woo.
Yes. And she's getting ready for DomCon. Getting
Woo.
Her little kinky outfit on. Yeah. And yeah. You went with me yesterday, did a mask. We had fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were in a yellow onesie, I guess. What is that called?
Bodysuit.
This is a bodysuit.
Cat suit.
Okay, cat suit.
Or,
right.
Or unitard if you want to get, you know.
It's kind of a onesie. But okay, a unitard. That sounds much, you know, more sophisticated. So we're going to be doing a great DomCon rehearsal tonight. And, yeah, our presentation is going to actually have several people in it, we hope. But tonight, Shannon is going to play all those people, except at a certain point, Harry might step in. Although he's really equipped to be shooting camera tonight with his knee pad, or maybe he's equipped to be servicing the Bildo with that knee pad. Well, no. Okay. Well, okay. It is Masturbation Month, you know. Tune into our Masturbation Month history lesson on YouTube if you want to find out about the history, how Bildo fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders for just saying that masturbation could be taught, you know. Not teaching you how to do it, just teaching you that it is a very viable form of safe sex. Maybe the safest, you know. So, masturbation is always a taboo subject, I guess you could say. Kinda. And then there's anal sex. Right?
You're the queen of anal sex, according to publication.
I don't know if I'm the queen of anal sex. I just think Cosmo interviews me a lot about anal sex. It's
you're
true.
Like their go-to, yeah.
I've done more interviews about anal sex, if you count the girl's side and the guy's side, because we all have assholes. You know, only women have pussies, but guys have assholes, and so do women. And so it's a common thing, you know, I mean, and so they want to know about you know, going in the guy's butt and going in the girl's. And whether how to do that safely and comfortably, you know. So anyway, they come to me.
What were the comments? And the guys were like, "What? We never knew any of this."
Maybe people think I'm a proctologist.
You are, kind of. And a gynecologist, and a psychologist.
I just play one on TV. Okay, so read my anal sex tips in Cosmo, Michaela Eckert. What a great name. At first, I was totally perplexed by it, but it's Michaela Eckert wrote it, and it's very funny and includes, like, a lot of my quotes, so I'm happy with it. And oh yeah, I mean, maybe you want to just talk about it on the show, but then again, maybe you want to talk about it privately. Now, if you talk about it privately, you can't call the toll-free number. You got to call just the 626-461-5950. That's it. And maybe you shouldn't call during the show, you know, just in case. Although our receptionists are excellent at knowing which way to kind of siphon the calls. So, yeah, we are experts with assholes in every way. We are. And, I mean, it's not like we're really pushing it at all. You know, it's a very sensitive, delicate area, and you don't want to go there unless you really want to go there. And then, you know, then all right. You know, it's fun. It's the high roller coaster ride. You know.
You can't be too anal, you know.
Well, I think you can be too anal. Yeah. They didn't include in Cosmo the sad stories of the prolapsed rectums.
AKA pink sock.
Right. Those things. Anyway, there are sad stories. So, you know, you've got to take precautions, even at a young age.
There's also a story of why there's so much anal sex in porn.
In porn, which of course encourages people to think of anal sex as something more acceptable than, say, bondage.
So,
you know, and bondage is often a lot safer, or spanking or something like that is often a lot safer than anal sex. But anal sex is very popular, partly because it is popular in porn, and partly because at what time? Like in the 90s?
In 1970.
Oh, 1975,
we were getting prosecuted just about every month.
Uh-huh.
And then when the FBI came, of course, we left for Europe. We didn't want to be around. But what happened was this. The porn people who really hated me and the
how
police.
How could anyone hate you?
Well, they hated me. And the police who also hated me.
If people don't hate you, then nobody really loves you.
Got together and they said to the police, what can we do so that we don't get busted? And the police said, you can do this, this, and this, but you can't do this, but you can do this and you won't get busted.
And mostly you couldn't do much.
Much.
Except, of course, vaginal sex, oral sex, right. And anal,
anal
sex.
If you do anal, you're not going to get
that's
busted.
Good. You know, it's part of the,
so all of the
family tree of some sort. I don't know.
Started
the Catholic
doing
way.
Catholic girls.
Fuck my ass porn.
All right. And that was another wonderful historic story.
Well,
by
you have to have a little history.
Prince Maximilian Rudolf Leblevich de Lubkowitz de Filingeri. We'll explain the family heritage another time because we must move along. I also want to mention that I got another thing going on, post-Trump sex disorder. I mean, I don't have that. Well, maybe I do. But I my article has been had posted, published, what do you call it now? In Counterpunch, yay! Counterpunch. We love Counterpunch.
And taking out of context on Fox News.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is about you know. It actually started with Cosmo. It started with Cosmo. I didn't come up with this word, but they asked me about post-Trump sex disorder. And I said, well, yeah, definitely. I know that that's happening in all different ways, you know, from people whose spouses are deported to just people whose, you know, lovers are busy watching either Fox News or Rachel Maddow. Either way, your sex life is fucked. So anyway, yeah, I did an interview with Chauncey DeVega in Salon, and it was a very nice interview. And then I got this avalanche of hate mail. But it wasn't from Salon readers. That was what was, I mean, there was some, actually. Actually, the liberals were almost as pissed off to hear about this post-Trump sex disorder. Like, these people should be put away out of sight. And you are these people, okay? I think. But, you know, I'm a sex maniac and a sex therapist, and I see sex everywhere. Especially when our president is humping the flag. You know, anyway, naughty boy. Okay, I got to get on with this quickly, so you just should read about it in Counterpunch. Post-Trump sex disorders. Fox News picked it up and just completely misquoted it, and of course that got the avalanche of Trumpster hate, and in a way I see it as, I don't know, it's just communication. It's you got to read about it, okay? It's another one of my experiences. So, yeah, what else do I have to say? Not much. Okay, so, shout out to everybody in Splosh, including Danielle Watts and Brian Lucas, a.k.a. Chef Be Live. And you guys are everywhere in this, and, ooh, that's a naked one. That's the only one I can't show, and I've turned to that one. And, well, here is Chef Be Live dressed up as Trump, you know, getting splashed with Danielle, giving him a Bill Clinton. All right, I got to move on with my rehearsal, I think, right? And, of course, if you want to send in comments on Facebook, Shannon is spending half of her time looking at Facebook. Facebook Live, you guys. All right. So I have all these props. I'm doing all these things. I've got to, like, think of what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm going to just kind of walk out there in my either my high heels or my boots. I also brought boots to see if they look better. But these are the red bottoms. So where should I look? Okay. So here I am in front of my DomCon audience, which is a bunch of people that aren't right in front of me right now. And there's Anna. Hi, Anna. Anna is in her Dr. Susan Block Show gear, looking very geared up, looking good. And Anna, well, we'll get to that. But I couldn't get dressed without Anna today. Right. I can't do a lot of things without my bonobo sapien people. All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Now I'm at DomCon, by the way. That's why I'm starting again. Wankers and spankers, yes, happy Masturbation Month. That's right, it is the month of May, and we are at DomCon. And everybody loves to hear, you're exactly. So we have the canned applause. But there would be real applause, because everybody is excited. This is the, what is it? It's the 16th DomCon, and my 5th. And so it's a regular ritual, DomCon. It's very important. And it is the largest gathering of BDSM and fetish and, you know, kind of kink, professional, and lifestyle in the world, I think. Anyway, that's in the PR.
Yeah.
The Hilton. So is her microphone working?
No.
A little bit. Nope. Yeah, she just has a soft voice. All right. So, yeah. I'm going to give you something to do, since you have such a soft voice, because the most important thing about Dom Con, of course, is what you wear. And I am wearing damask. That's right. Yes, there's a lot of rubber here. It's like a Goodyear tire factory, but a lot sexier. And I am wearing damask latex rubber, but it's not its shiniest. So lube me up, Shannon. That's your cue, right? We're practicing. This is a rehearsal, and yeah, we're doing good. Right. Anna was doing it. Anna, you could come on the other side and do it a little bit, since you're going to be off in Texas or wherever you are. But you know, yeah. I mean, especially the gauntlets. Actually, the dress is by Damask Latex. Mistress Isabella, thank you so much. Oh, my God, she is so gorgeous. Mistress, almost said Mrs., although she is a hot MILF. Mistress Isabella Sinclair. And she is the mistress of Damask of downtown L.A. And Luva is actually the creator of Damask, and she is the mistress of Damask in Amsterdam. I met her last year, but Amsterdam is now having some sort of kink festival this year, so she'll be there. Hi, Luva. We'll miss you. But we will be with Mistress Isabella Sinclair. Yeah, you're doing good. Although this side. So a little bit goes a long way, but you don't want to skimp too much on the lubrication. Right. So this is my favorite part of the whole talk, I guess, and I kind of make it last. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of like wearing a bathing cap, really. I've never worn a bathing suit that is made of this stuff. But, yeah, okay. Now, this is where I could be looking at my notes so I can figure out what I'm going to say next. Right. Actually, I'm going to do something with these bananas. So I'm going to get myself a banana, brothers and sisters. Woo! I'm not going to do too much there, or Marky Z could get very upset. So I'll just kind of wiggle it. Right. Okay. This is all very functional, you know, because you've got to do this with latex. Latex is high maintenance. You think your girlfriend is? Well, try having a wardrobe of latex. Goddess Soma Snake Oil is so ambitious, and she has so much gorgeous latex. All right, so thank you. Yes, thank you very much. All right, I might call upon you for other things. I'm going to take the label off of the banana. So really, at the show, not the show, this is the show, at the Dom Con talk, I will be giving out bananas. I'm going to give away a few free books, mostly free bananas, because, I mean, I think they're a little cheaper than the books. But anyway, we'll give away books and book spankings. Oh, the book, right. The book is The Bonobo Way. That's right. And this, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, is The Bonobo Way, Femdoms of the Wild. We're going to find out more about that in just a minute. But I did want to introduce myself, because I haven't said who I am, and this is Dom Con, and they don't introduce you like they do at ASECT, where I'll be speaking, just bit my tongue, in Philly, my hometown. Yeah! In June. Yeah, baby. I'm going to peel this banana. Uh-huh. And so we are going to give out bananas to people, and this banana has that stuff. And some, you know, bananas have that stuff. You got to have a clean banana, you know, I think. Right, especially when you're on microphone. Okay, so I've got a clean banana. It's a little bit damaged up here because it was hard to peel. But yes, my name is Dr. Susan Block. And I am the banana lady. All right. And yes, in other words, I am a sex therapist, right? And I help people of all kinds to get the banana in the cream pie, right? That's what we like to do. Or maybe we like to rub bananas together, or rub cream pies together. Whatever your fare, I'll get you there. You know. I mean, we all have different parts, the fruits of our desire. But, you know, it sometimes takes a little guidance to figure out how to go. Where? Like this banana in this cream pie. Now, I want to say this is a good thing. I mean, I would lick it, or I could let Shannon lick it. How about that? She needs something to do. Okay, here. You can come here. You could stand for a little while and lick it a little and then take a bite. Right, like a good banana girl. Right, and okay, so I get the banana in the cream pie, and that is sex therapy, really. And that's what I do, you know, most of the time. I'm a sex therapist in private practice, and it's very, 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 very private. Now, I also go public, you could say, once a week, approximately, and I do a show, and that's what you're watching right now. And if you're at DomCon, though, it's during the day, which is not really a show, but then again, I think we're going to broadcast it on Facebook. So it's kind of a show in the middle of the day. So 1 p.m. Pacific time. Be there. So, okay. Where was I? Yeah, so DomCon is... okay, so we're here at DomCon, and yeah, it's going to be public. And yeah, the show is public. Very different from our sex therapy practice. But when I'm public, it's the Dr. Susan Block Show, produced by Prince Maximilian Lobkowitz. And we have, of course, our lovely editorial assistant here, and that is Shannon, and we have a bunch of other guests. Rhiannon, who's a frequent guest on the show, Del Rey, who has been on the show, well, he's been part of Bonoboville, yeah, and Tim, and who else? I think that's, maybe there's going to be some other people, but anyway, we're all going to be here, and there's going to be all kinds of beautiful doms out there who have been on the show. Maybe some in the audience, they've been there, like Goddess Phoenix, who gave me this fabulous fiber optic whip that looks really good in the dark. We can't get really dark enough for it. But I love you, Goddess Phoenix, and I love you, Goddess Soma, and I really, really love you, Mistress Cyan, and Madame Marguerite, and... oh, gosh, Goddess, Mistress Porcelain, so many. I know I'm leaving some out, but if you're in my audience, I promise I'll get to you. And, yeah, you know, there's also hopefully going to be some submissive, wonderful submissives out there, like Bratty Wolfie, you know, and all kinds of wonderful special women, all kinds of hot females that remind me of another special special friend of mine, I guess, who's also very dynamic, a voluptuous brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts. Her name is Lana, and Lana loves to flirt. She has a couple of boyfriends, but she enjoys her girlfriends just as much sometimes. Lana loves to party, and she is, you know, very strong, in her community, you could say, very strong. She's very respected, and she commands respect and admiration, and like a great femdom, she will command her admirers to do what she likes, whether it's worship her body, her booty, you know? And this would be, I'm going to get rid of the banana for a moment, although I'll take one more suck. It's good. All right. Back to Lana, who really reminds me of a lot of wonderful, dominant, beautiful, sexual women that are here at DomCon. But Lana is not a woman or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. And now we turn on the tape. Yes, now we turn on the tape. Here we go. And how do we see this? Do we bring it over here? This is kind of, we're going to have bonobos. Yay. Right, maybe here. Yeah, right on the desk. There you go. Although, let me get my notes. Yep. Woohoo! Bonobos, woohoo! Yes, Lana is a bonobo. Meet the bonobos. The make love, not war chimpanzees. Yep, you've heard of them. And did you know that they swing through the trees as well as with each other? Bonobos are into all kinds of things, and bonobos are, you know, really, really kind of interesting, and know some things that this talk is all about. What do bonobos know? Well, there might not be too many apes. Well, there are, in a way. But there are a lot of animals at DomCon. There's a lot of people that dress up as dogs and kitties and pussies. You know what? We don't have a dog or kitty or pussy costume. But you could put on the mask and just kind of act like a pussycat or something. Or what would that animal be? That would be maybe... A mythological. All right, you're a mythological creature, like a unicorn with two horns. There you go. Look at that. Wow. See, that sort of frees your inner animal in a way. I mean, when you dress up as an animal, when you act like an animal, you free your inner animal. You get in touch with your creaturely side. Now, of course, humans are animals. We are. We're no better or worse. Well, maybe we are a little worse. Yeah. But we're certainly no better than our fellow animals. But one thing that we do, we forget that we're animals. And I think this is a big part of what messes us up. It's not the only thing, but it's a big, big part of what messes us up is we lose touch with our animal nature, with our creaturely feelings. We lose touch with the earth. We're letting the earth go to shit. And we lose touch with our creaturely passions, which include sex, which include a lot of things, not just sex. And I don't mean just, but sex. Well, I'm a sex therapist, you know. Remember, I get the banana in the cream pie. So I think about sex a lot. And bonobos are very sexual. So I love them. And I'm going to share my love for them with you. Except first I have to get a drink of water because that is not jungle food. Very sugary. Okay. Well, we're rehearsing, so we're realizing certain things like, Right. Okay, good. Now, there are the bonobos. And so... every single animal has something to teach us. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, all of them do. Pussycats, cocks of the walk,
cucks of the bedroom. You know, you're a cuck, don't you know it? Melania won't even hold your hand. Presidents, that's right, we're bringing the Trumpists. And he's not the only one that keeps our animal nature down. You know, it goes back, way back, to the invention of farming. But anyway, we're going back to bonobos. Why bonobos? Even though every animal has something to teach us, bonobos have the most to teach us. What do bonobos know? Well, before I answer that question, and yes, I'm going to, but I do believe in tease, not total denial, so we will get to that. But first, here are five things that we know about bonobos. One, bonobos are very, very close to us. Look, they have sex just like we do. Face-to-face, very often. They are very close to us. They're 98% genetically similar to us. And that's, you know, for the scientists. But if and if you're like all woo-woo, you can just look into the bonobo's eyes. When you see a close-up, and well, now, of course, they're not looking. Oh, there was a little look. And that was at the zoo. I think that was Lana, actually. That's not Lana. Lana's a girl. Okay, so sometimes you look into their eyes and you feel as though you're seeing a living version of the missing link. And I'm not a missing link, you know, nut. But there's a connection, a definite connection with bonobos. They're very close to us, closer than monkeys. You know what? You know the difference between monkeys and apes? Monkeys have tails. Very good. Well, Shannon, I'm going to do this for you because you're going to do it for others. You got laid at DomCon. You can tell everybody. I got laid at DomCon. Anyway, so that is provided by Agua. Thank you very much, Agua. Coca leaf liqueur. Yes, so they provide lays and many other, and mask, actually. The mask is also an agua mask, you know. And the drink is really, really good. We should have it, actually. Maybe we should bring it to, I don't know if we're allowed to bring it into the room. Probably not. Okay, well, it's a good thing they've got a lot of swag. All right, so that's number one. We're very close. Monkeys have tails. I mean, and I'm talking about the long kind, not just the booty. Yeah. Two, bonobos have a lot of sex, okay? You could say they're the porn stars of the animal world. I mean, they do it in all kinds of positions. Some we can't do, like up in a tree, you know? And they do a lot of face-to-face looking into each other's eyes, like tantric sex practitioners, or two people very much in love. And then they'll look away. You know, they can be very intimate. They can be very casual. They develop special friendships, but they have sex with many, many people in their community, outside of their community. Bonobos love their friends, but they like strangers too. Bonobos like each other, you know. They do the hetero thing. They do the homo thing. They're bisexual, pansexual, I guess you could say. We'll talk more about that. But they have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, right? Right. So, what else? Number three. Females rule Bonoboville. That's right. Actually, it's mostly mature females that rule. MILFs rule Bonoboville. See? I mean, the young, they do pretty good too. Certainly better than the young of common chimps or the young girls in human society. But the young of bonobos, you know, they're always learning. And yes, the females do kind of have a certain politics. And sex is a part of their politics, and they are empowered. I mean, I don't know if you would say, you know, I say rule. They share the responsibility of governance of the community with the males, which is very unusual because in common chimp land, the males rule. I mean, and through brute force, they rule through punching and killing sometimes. And the females in Bonoboville, well, they do punch occasionally, I have to say. I always feel bad when I hear that. But they do, and I admit that, and yet they never kill so far. But we'll get to that. So the females rule, and that's number three. And number four, the guys like it. How about that? You know, I think a lot of guys, they're very nervous when they hear about this female ruling stuff, even though I say, well, you know, they share the power. Still, they think, I would rather be a common chimp. Well, common chimps don't live as long. Common chimps don't stay young. Bonobos have a very youthful demeanor. They're called neotenous, actually. And the bonobo boys are very spoiled and taken care of. Of course, they do, you know, suffer wounds sometimes. As do females. There's fighting, but anyway, they are the make love, not war chimpanzees. So that brings us to what? Five. The bonobo boys, well, four is that the bonobo boys are happy about it. And this is true even if, you know, I mean, even though they are bigger and stronger than the females. They could overpower the females, but they don't. Because why? Does anybody know why? Why do you think the boys are okay with the females ruling? Max? Oh, no microphone.
Do I have it now?
Oh, there it is.
Why?
Because they get
laid.
Exactly. Woo-hoo. And you get laid.
Yeah.
Yes, the bonobo boys get laid with great frequency by older females, hot MILFs, as well as the females, you know, proteges. The females have sort of these young girls that come in, or females, they're not girls, and they come in and they, you know, the mom just says, okay, you want to have sex with my son? Here you go. So, it works out for the boys very, very nicely. But the mom makes that decision. She has a lot of power. A lot of power. And, of course, if the guy has, like, I don't know, somehow a mom that isn't providing, well, there's always other guys. And that's okay in Bonoboville. You know, okay, so we're going to both be guys. I already came. But you can take a, no, but you take a new banana now. Now, that is no longer useful. Mine, at least, yeah, it looks like it came. Right, okay, so there's something in Bonoboville that is called penis fencing. Oh, no, you have to unsheath your banana.
Can we show
young
penis
meal,
fencing?
Male. Penis fencing. Well, it's really banana fencing. Actually, maybe I could bring two canes. Oh, yeah, you can. Well, yeah, sure. A little pre-cum. Okay, so penis fencing. Don't hold it too close to your crotch, or it could be perceived by Marky V as some sort of sex toy. This is only a banana, okay? In fact, we should hold them away from our bodies and just kind of sword fight, okay? And this is what bonobos do to make peace through pleasure, because the guys do argue. There are arguments, but they kind of resolve them through fencing, which is really what they do on Game of Thrones, except that everybody dies. Okay, that was very good. They make up like this. Well, this is too messy. I'll show you how they make up. Put down your banana or hold it out. Woo! That's how they make up. They hug, and they actually have various forms of sex, oral sex. We can't do that here. They even have a little bit of anal. I mean, I have not seen anal intercourse, but I did see the fingering and licking of the anus. So, analingus. at the zoo. I have only seen bonobos at the zoo. I am not a primatologist, nor am I a proctologist, or even a gynecologist. I'm a therapist. That's it. And, you know, I love bonobos. I'm a bonobo buff. Okay, so five is they make peace through pleasure. Well, we could show the agua. Yeah, let's bring a bottle on. Hey, Chuck. What? Here we go. This is agua, which gets us laid. All right. So it's a great drink. It's, where's it made? Colombia? Bolivia. Close. Bolivia. Okay. So where was I? Okay, number five is they make peace through pleasure. Right. I've been sort of saying that all along, but this is the fifth thing that's really important about bonobos. They've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They seem to do this through sex and female empowerment and male well-being. And I do think that's an important aspect to empowering females, making sure the guys are okay. Okay. And so, you know, they do this. Now, they are very close to us, so they could change. In fact, there are so many bonobos that are now sort of living with humans in one form or another, or under human care because they are highly endangered. And I'm not faulting the humans, most of them. But, I mean, there are some that are terrible hunters that kill bonobos and then sell the babies into terrible captivity. But there are wonderful people like Lolia Bonobo and Bonobo Conservation Initiative and the Bonobo Project that save bonobos, and in doing so, you know, kind of keep them with other humans as well as other bonobos. And, you know, somebody nefarious along the road of life could stick a gun in the hand of a bonobo and maybe they would shoot it. I don't know. They don't tend to use tools, but they can. They can learn, and when they learn, they're pretty good at it. Common chimps do use tools, because common chimps, yeah, those are the ones that really, you know, should only be populating Planet of the Apes. The gorillas are pretty calm, unless, you know, a big gorilla dies, and then the rogue gorilla will come in and take over and kill all the babies. He won't usually go up against the big gorilla, but he will kill all the babies. They commit infanticide. And orangutans are violent. And Lord and Lady knows humans are the most violent. We kill each other. And it's not that bonobos are not violent. They kind of fight, but then they make up. In fact, sometimes there is a kind of bonobo BDSM going on. They must have a discipline to enable them to stop whatever kind of aggressive action is going on without killing each other, because they could just as easily as common chimps, you know? So, I'm looking at my notes. Right, you caught me. oh, yeah. This is the critical question. No wonder I went blank. Can we do it too? I mean, bonobos do this. They have this incredible society that some of us, I guess, the progressive liberal types, you know. I mean, there are Trumpanzees, and that's why we keep him gagged with the penis pacifier, because a Trumpanzee is allowed in here, but under bonobo rules. And since he's just out of line in every way possible, although part of a long line of horrible politicians of the world, but yeah, we keep him with his dunce cap and with his gag. He is under gag order in here because this is a place where we practice the bonobo way. And I don't know if humans can do it, but I think so. I think we can. I should say, I don't know if humans will do it. I should make a note of that. Okay. I know we can. I don't know if we have the will. I don't know if we're too addicted to our violence and our riches and our death cults of and our hate cults. Bonobos get mad at each other, but they come together. Yes, indeed. And they support a lot of important values that I believe that people at DomCon are supporting. I made this, I didn't make it, actually. It was made by, oh my God, I should remember his name. Okay, did he sign it? You know? Yeah. Shout out to you for this fantastic poster of the Bonobo Way as I gave the presentation at ASECT. You could hold it up and you can take the mask off now. Nice. Okay. And you can hold this up, right? And so this tells you a lot about the Bonobo Way, but a slightly different version. Then I give different versions to, you know, the sex therapist group and the femdom group. So this is really about femdom power and BDSM power for DomCon. And this was created for ASECT. But it's a graphic recording. Right. Okay. And you're just like Vanna White. Very nice. So, okay. So now you can put it down, I guess. And so bonobos obviously, you know, support people that are into peace and love, and they support the Me Too movement. It's kind of like what I call Me Too Plus, because the guys like it. Right. And they support sex work because bonobos often trade food for sex. It's a very basic thing. They're kind of like we were when we were hunter-gatherers, you know, and free in a way, although they're hunted themselves by hunters, which we were not so much. I mean, lions and tigers, yeah, but it's a lot better to be hunted by a lion or a tiger than by a rifle, as we humans are getting to know now. But bonobos certainly know that in the jungle now. So anyway, that was a tangent. So yeah, but bonobos in the jungle, you know, trade food for sex. I mean, there's other forms of more subtle trade, of course, always going on, just like with humans. So, you know, I could, if I wanted to have sex with Shannon, say, and I all I have is bananas. But that's okay. Bonobos don't get bored with one form of food. Well, maybe a little, but I got a banana. I know you have one, too. but if you were really a young bonobo girl, I would have all the bananas right now. So I'm here. I got all the bananas. I got all the bananas. I'm kind of doing a hoka hoka simulation. Hoka hoka is something that the females do. It's kind of like the bonobo tango. Instead of slow cheek to cheek, it's fast, kind of vulva to vulva, or, you know, maybe tushy to tushy, yeah, kind of like that. Although I think tushy to tushy is easier. But it's also kind of like twerking, you know, a twerking duet. Bonobos twerk for peace, right? And this actually makes the females come. They fall out of their tree and they know how to land. They're like cats that way. And now you get both bananas. You're rich. Yeah, you have to talk on the microphone, or maybe you don't. I don't know. It is definitely a rite of passage, but it goes on every day. I mean, it's not like something that just goes on in a one ritual way.
And that's the one thing about bonobos is they have a lot of sex. Not just a ritual, but not, well, let's just say not just like a yearly ritual where they all go out and do the hookah hookah, but they do it regularly. And they kind of get ready for male-female sex that way. It's kind of a form of foreplay, but it's also an end in and of itself. It's stimulation, and they do orgasm from it. Just like, I guess, you know, girl-girl sex among humans, except they are just so into it. It's just a very part of bonobo life. The hoka hoka lubricates life in Bonoboville. And so things flow. That's right. And, whoa. I see my cameraman is getting a little need of flow. See, somebody should give you a massage right now, right? Maybe I should. I'll just move around here, be a good bonobo friend, and give my cameraman a little massage, right? You know, bonobo girls who are kind of running the show have to be good to their bonobo men who help them. And like I said, bonobo men are bigger and stronger. And they have fangs. Ooh, you're turning around. Wow, okay. Wherever we're going. Hello. Okay, so, there are no incels in Bonoboville. That's a whole human chimpanzee creation. It's a creation of scarcity. It's a creation of there's not enough love to go around. Bonobos have a lot of love. They show you that love is infinite. I know it sounds very corny, but that's what's so incredible about them. That's what makes them a great, great ape paradigm for humanity. And that, yeah, that should get a big applause right there. Okay. A great ape paradigm. Maybe I'll do that little baton twirl. For humanity, they are. I mean, I know it sounds, you know, like a lot of people call things paradigms, but for so long, humanity, we're all part of it, has subscribed to the killer ape paradigm. Yeah, well, I grew up with it. You know, the paradigm that says that only brute force, might, is right. And, you know, it has its value, but right? I don't know. I mean, I guess they say it's the law of the jungle, and it is for many parts of the jungle. It certainly is for common chimps. It certainly is for gorillas. It certainly is more or less for orangutans. It certainly has been for humans for the past maybe 10,000 years. I don't know about before that. I kind of think we were more like bonobos back in our true hunter-gatherer days. And that's one reason I love the bonobos as a grade ape paradigm, because there are no more hunter-gatherers. Human civilization, you know, iPhones and Amazon and everything has gotten into everywhere. And there are no more hunter-gatherers. And that's one of the reasons the Earth is suffering so much. So much of humanity has been poisoned. And yeah, bonobos are different, partly because they're a different species. And so we can learn a lot from them about maybe who we were and who we might become. Maybe we'll become this because we're smart and learn to love each other, or maybe we'll become this because we're dumb and we blow up the world and, you know, there's only a few of us left. And those few might go the bonobo way. I hope so. You don't even have to remember me. No, you know, it's the way, baby. Okay, so, yeah, killer ape paradigm, you know, military, religion, Trump, patriarchy, all that shit. So, This is a different paradigm. And it's interesting to do it at DomCon. By the way, my gauntlets are from Fetish Factory. Did I say that? Yeah. And my dress is from Damask. It's not really a dress. It's like kind of a bathing suit. I mean, it's got this great sort of mini skirt with a belt.
You do gymnastics in the afternoon and go to the nightclub.
Yeah, and then you go to the nightclub with the skirt.
Just slip a skirt
on. You have your
on,
skirt in your bag, right? Or you pull the skirt off. I mean, I think I'm all covered, Mark, right? I got to stock my stomach
and easy access, too, with the zipper.
Yeah, well, yeah, the zipper. Okay, I'll show the zipper. Mm. Don't unzip me, though. Not. I'm so censored lately. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe I should take it all the way off, though, so I don't look silly. I mean, I think I probably look silly. Anyway, a woman of my age. That's the thing about DomCon. It's filled with great older women and men who love to flaunt their sexuality.
Woo!
And their fetish fashion. I love it. And, you know, you get in touch with your animal nature, even if you're in totally non-animal clothing, which is probably best to be in, you know, although I like leather, I have to say, but I prefer latex in a way, even though it's very difficult to get on. Thank you, Anna. yeah, very difficult. But anyway, okay, we're going for role play, right? It helps to wear something that kind of takes you out of your everyday. And, you know, maybe getting in touch with your animal nature doesn't have to be playing an animal, but just role playing, like, you know, with the mask. And, oh, yeah, oh, but you could play an animal, like a bonobo. Here we go. Right. You got to get that thing on sooner during the real thing. Yeah, I that's a note we should make. Okay, so lovely Shannon Sweet actually has a bonobo outfit. And so role play turns the tables, and it's fun and therapeutic. And like, say I'm the guy here, and she'll be the bonobo girl, because she's wearing a skirt. And she's, you know, a hot girl, and I'm a young, horny bonobo boy. And I'm going to wait for her to get dressed. Sort of waiting by her balcony. Yeah, I feel more like a boy now. I don't have a skirt on. I that was kind of not planned, actually. But I'm more boy-like. Okay, so do you have the mask or no mask? Because your mask will make you look beautiful. Oh, that mask. No, I thought you had a bonobo mask. Here. Use this mask just for this. This mask was made by Mario Sosido. Thank you, Mario. I know you're out there on Facebook, Mario. Thank you. You also made the cross. You also made wonderful things. And now it's kind of uncomfortable, but you could just wear it for this. There you go. The beautiful bonobo girl. And I'm a nice bonobo boy with a very, very ripe banana. Yeah. And the bonobo girl is not just a hottie. She's a hottie who knows what she wants. So I'm going to be submissive right now. So I, as the boy, I get down on bended knee with my erection. And I, you know, kind of try to ingratiate myself towards the beautiful bonobo girl. And, you know, a lot of submissives do this with dominance here at DomCon. I mean, there's some dominant men, but I think there's more dominant women. A lot of femdoms at DomCon. And a lot of just femdom worship on the part of fellow femdoms and
submissive girls and guys and everybody in between. And, you know, it feels good, and it is good, and it's good for business, as my dad would say. You know, and it does good in the world. But so many people feel it's unnatural. Bonobos show us it's natural. That's right. Bonobos show us how beautiful and natural that female empowerment and sexual openness and male happiness can be, and all that three can lead to peace through pleasure. And they are so close to us that, yes, I do believe they have something to teach us. Is that getting uncomfortable at this point? You want to pretend to eat this? Whoop. I came all over her face. I'm sorry, miss. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll wipe it off. Oh, that's it. Stuff again. Oh, actually, I'm used to it now. It's funny how poison works that way. You take your first lick of poison, and it tastes like poison. Then you take your next lick, and you want another. Sugar, baby. All right, so where am I? So, you know, role play, right. So, I mean, I think this will be better when there's a guy doing this. Maybe we should do the next thing, which is something that Harry's going to be part of, which is interesting. This is showing a bonobo BDSM, which involves Harry. Here he is. And note his leg is attired with a pillow for bending down. Whoops, on the other knee, but lift me. And so Harry is going to be the bonobo boy in this scenario. So, yeah, you can't hold the banana and the balls, but in this case, it's about balls. This is based on a story told by a real primatologist, Professor Isabel Benck, who describes a bonobo girl playing a trust game with a bonobo boy. And in this trust game, he lets her hold his balls. So here's Harry's balls. Harry's coming forward. These are, by the way, matzo ball juggling balls. So you can just, what are you doing? Okay, so now you can just take his balls. You don't, okay. Take his actual balls. And now you lead him around in a circle by the balls. Okay, and this is what Professor Benck called a bonobo trust game, because he is obviously bigger than her. And he's trusting this girl that she won't rip them off, which she just did. But anyway, in this case, these are humans. Bonobos are careful, and they're not using juggling balls. But he's trusting her that she will handle his balls, and she's trusting him because he's bigger than her, and if he doesn't like the way she's handling her balls, his balls, he could kill her. He could, you know, hurt her. And so, you know, there is a trust thing going on here. And in the end, they have sex, which we can't do at the Hilton. So you're going to exemplify that by juggling your balls. Here's Harry Sapien juggling. The Bonoboville Circus. Very good. So that is the ball story. As Professor Benck says, this is a female who has her man by the balls. So, you know, you've got to learn juggling. Okay. What is next? How much time do I have? Okay. 20 minutes. Well, I guess I just want to say a few things. First of all, why did she feel such confidence that she could do that? Because after all, She's the one that's really taking the risk. She's the female. She's smaller. It's his balls. It's true. I mean, there's a mutual risk. But she feels confident because her girlfriends are nearby. And if he hurts her, they will jump on him. You know? See, one bonobo girl is overpowered by one bonobo boy. Or certainly more than one. But two, and, you know, they could probably overpower him. And three, and it's girls' night out. You know, they do whatever they want. They go out in groups of three and four. You know, I'm not saying humans have to do this or should do this, but female solidarity, it's an important aspect of the bonobo way. And it's one that human civilization has constantly discouraged. Constantly, from witch burnings to, I don't know, to Trump. So female solidarity is important. And hoka hoka is interesting. It's an aspect of sex. And it's not like you have to do the, you know, bonobo twerking duet thing. I mean, but something physical together is a way to bond, you know, and that's what bonobos do. So BDSM is also a way to channel violent impulses, and bonobos do this, making peace through pleasure. So again, can we, again, I should never say again, right? I should just excise that from my vocabulary. Something new. Can we do this? Well, if a group of baboons can do it, why can't we? I'm going to try to tell this story really quickly, because it's a long story, but it's kind of good. It's like, yeah, the bonobos do this. Maybe that's just because they're bonobos. We're humans. We can't do this. Well, baboons are the opposite of bonobos. They're worse than chimpanzees. They're very male dominant. They're crazed. Yeah, that's bonobos, though. They're having fun. But baboons, whoa, they kill each other. The males make war. They rape the females. And this guy, Robert Sapolsky, Professor Robert Sapolsky, an amazing primatologist, he studied these baboons, called them forest troop. And he also studied another group of baboons that was even worse. He called them garbage dump troop, because the males were so alpha and angry and Trumpy. I mean, yeah, baboony, with apologies to baboons who really aren't as bad as Trump. But baboons are pretty bad, and they beat up on each other. They were really beating up on each other because they were fighting over the garbage dump at this Kenyan tourist lodge that had all this great, you know, leftover hamburger and ice cream and chicken and whatever. And they're like eating it and fighting over it, and they won't let any of the females or the young males or the nice males. There were always a few nice males who would get beat up on and not allowed to eat the special food. They would have to, you know, forage somewhere. And this went on and on and on. And then one day, everything changed, because someone had thrown some tainted meat into the garbage dump. And all the big bad baboons contracted tuberculosis and died. I know I should be upset. You know, they died. It was mass death. And so there were no more asshole baboons. And suddenly the females and the young and the nice guys, who were always getting kicked in the face and certainly weren't allowed to eat from the garbage dump, the nice guys started to rule this troop. And let's just say they went bonobo. They started grooming each other more, having sex, letting the females make decisions and distribute food, which is really what decisions are all about, distributing food. A little bit about protection. But anyway, that's not the only incredible thing. The really incredible thing is in Baboonville, the males migrate. And so when new males came in, you would think, if the rule of the jungle applied, that they'd pummel these bonobo-like baboons and say, no, no, we're going to rule through violence, it's Game of Thrones, on. But no. When the new boys would come in,
They say, that's not how we do things. We are bonobo. And not that they said it that way, but, you know, they said, you get by grooming, by kissing, by being nice, by sharing food, not by killing, not by violence, and you listen to your female elders. Anyway, it's amazing. So I think if a bunch of baboons can do it, maybe us grouchy old gun-toting humans can too. Go bonobos. Right. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, so I think I'm about done, but I don't know, should I do the 12 steps with a spanking? I'll spank her. Her being Shannon. Okay, so where should I go? Book spanking. We should have a book spanking, very quick, very light, but this is a perfect spanking skirt. Okay, so I think I should just get Trump out of, or maybe I'll sit between his big balls and you get over my knee. Is this okay? Yeah? Okay. Can I lift this? Yeah? Okay. You got another skirt? You got another? Oh, the granny panties. We don't want to show those. Okay. Mark D might freak out if he sees those granny panties. Okay. So, but wait a second. Yeah. Okay. So this is up and, okay. So, 12 steps to being more bonobo. To being bonobo, to the bonobo way. And one, that wasn't that hard, but I'll do the next one softer, and then the next one harder. So see the bonobos. I mean, you're seeing them right here on the screen, except the poster is now in front of the screen. Can somebody move that? So the screen, can somebody, not, yeah, Harry, you're already on. Why don't you just move it so it's not in front of the screen? Perfect. So now you see them, but it's better to see them in the zoo. I'm sure it's even better to see them in the wild. I haven't done that yet, but one day. So anyway, see the bonobos. You got to look at how they move. You got to grok them. Two. See, I didn't get anything out of you for that. Be a bonobo. Right. Feel it. Feel it. You're already feeling it a little bit. I know you are. So feel it a lot. You know, meditate, like Annie Sprinkle says, combines masturbate with meditate. Get into it. Think of yourself. Think of evolution. Think of your connection to the earth. And, you know, bonobos are part of our connection. They show us we are animals. We are part of the earth. And they're very close to us. So be a bonobo. Three. Wow. That was psychological. I didn't hit you hard. Okay, so go bonobos in bed, right? Sex is important in some way, even if you just masturbate. You know, it's masturbation month, so do it. Not in the Hilton Hotel lobby in the room. That's what you got a room for. Okay, four. Explore the opposite sex within you. The sexes are not really opposite. Actually, men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. We're all from this beautiful, wild, sexual planet Earth, and we're far more alike than we're different, but we're forced into these different positions for various reasons, and it's good to explore, you know, the masculine, so-called masculine, aggressive side when you're a female. It's good to explore your feminine side in some way when you're a male. And, you know, everything. If you're in between, then you have to explore everything. That's all. So, five, mix food and sex, but not too much like bonobos or you might get indigestion. That is one way in which you shouldn't do exactly like bonobos. That and maybe living in trees, unless it's a tree that they're threatening to chop down, in which case, yeah, maybe you want to live in the tree. Or, you know, if you're just into it, but, you know, in a tiny house and a tree. But, you know, we just have to be inspired by the bonobo way. Okay, six. I think I need my notes. Six is... No. Opposite sex. Okay, Alder. Oh! I'm doing them in the wrong order. Actually, this is four, but I'm making it six. But that's okay. You have to go with the flow, which is number 11. We'll get to that.
Okay, but so for now, we'll say six is outer course is in. You know, outer course is very important. I mean, it's all good to have anal intercourse and everything, and I talked about it in Cosmo this week. But there's a lot of fun to be had with outer course, and bonobos definitely show us that, such as a spanking is outer course. You know, you don't necessarily have to do PIV, penis and vagina. And porn gives us that feeling that we do have to do that all the time. And it's good to just play and spank and do BDSM and hug and kiss and, you know, spreads less diseases, makes less babies, and really creates a lot of good pheromones. You know, the touch is very important. And we miss out on that when we're only touching our devices. And when we think that, you know, hooking up has to involve intercourse, then it's, you know, kind of a big deal. So bonobos show us it doesn't. You know, they have a lot of outer course. So what we might call foreplay. So what else do we have? I forget. I got to learn these again. Okay, so, no, that's the wrong page. All right. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, Trump has it in his, he stole it. Okay, come up. More. Okay, that's it. Yeah, baby. Okay, so seven. Make peace through pleasure. We already talked about that. You know, that's how we make peace, through pleasure. It's not just sexual pleasure, but that's an important part. But all kinds of pleasure, giving, all kinds. Eight, be an ethical hedonist, okay? Hedonism is good. It's, you know, like the Greeks would have it. It's something to appreciate, good food, good sex, beauty, the earth, and yet be an ethical hedonist, both to fellow humans, to our fellow animals, and the earth. And nine, am I up to nine? Yeah. Nine is be bonobo friendly. Okay, make friends. Reach out to people, not just through Facebook, you know, at the supermarket, right? In real life. And 10, create your own Bonoboville. If you can't create it, support a Bonoboville. Be part of a Bonoboville. We call our group Bonoboville. Bonoboville is also a phrase I use just for bonobo culture, but it's us here in this place, in an undisclosed location, and we get together here. I mean, we're just starting in this new actual location, but you know, we've been going for many, many years, for 25, as long as we've been married, Max and I, maybe not quite that long, but we started getting people because we wanted to be among people, and bonobos like to be among people. It doesn't mean you have to have sex with everybody, but you, I would say, have to be sex positive. And I believe that DomCon is a kind of Bonoboville where people support each other and people share in fetish and kink. And yeah, it's important that people support each other because you don't get much support for stuff like this in the outside capitalist world. So 10, I did 10. Okay, 11, I'm practicing 11 right now. I always practice 11. 11 is swing through life. That's right. Bonobos swing through life. And they swing from the trees and with each other. And you can take that in every sense of the word, but especially in the sense of being adaptable, going with the flow. Right now, we humans have to go with the flow that we are destroying the earth, and we have to do something about that. We have to go with the flow that we've got a maniac in the White House, and we have to do something about that. We can't just give up. I mean, we can, but bonobos don't usually. I will say there are some depressed bonobos in zoos, because zoos are depressing places, even though I appreciate zoos like the San Diego Zoo, because that's where I met my favorite and only bonobos I know. Stay down. There's one more. Okay. So, yeah. Create your own Bonoboville or support a Bonoboville and be part of a Bonoboville, even if you can't live with it because you have children. And at the moment, I am not talking about children, who are an element, of course, of a lot of people's lives. And I don't want to address that right now in DomCon. But, you know, yeah. You know, you probably shouldn't do all these things I'm talking about in an area where you have kids running around. So, okay, but dogs are okay. Not doing it with dogs, okay, just having them running around. Okay, so this brings me to 12, my favorite, you know, save the bonobos. Right, I told you they were going to get harder. And you will maybe save the world. Maybe. I don't know. I kind of have that in mind. I mean, that might be kind of kooky, as Fox TV told me I was. But, you know, okay, you can get up. Because the bonobos at least save my sex life, I think. I don't know. It's hard to say because I don't know what I'd be like without loving bonobos. But, oh, wow. You're a gorilla with a safety pin, which was a sign of the resistance. This is a very cute bonobo gorilla outfit, I have to say, Shannon. Very, very nice. I don't know if her voice can be heard in any sense, but she is saying it is made out of a gorilla suit. You made it yourself. Fashion tonight. We have Damas and we have Shannon Sweet. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And I should spank Trump, really, you know. And I guess we don't really have too much more time. But one thing I do want to say, save the bonobos. I know I said it before, but this particular... No, the word particular doesn't belong there. Okay, so... the bonobos, there are three great organizations. There's Lolia Bonobo, and a lot of the footage that was shot there, I guess it's over now, was shot at Lolia Bonobo, and Bonobo Conservation Initiative, run by our friend Sally Cox, and the Bonobo Project are all great organizations. Ashley Stone runs the Bonobo Project, and of course the great... amazing Joan of Arc of the bonobos. That's Claudine André at Lolia Bonobo saves these bonobos who are shot by hunters. This is not complicated like global warming. This is bushmeat hunters shooting these creatures who are no longer on the screen, but you saw them. They are creatures like us, and they're being shot for meat, for eating, and it's a complicated problem, and yet we have to stop it, and that's why you should donate to these organizations while you're watching Shannon do a very sexy striptease, right? Whoa, just throw your gorilla suit behind the sofa. That was good. That was very funny. Yes. So, yeah. At this point, I would ask if there are any questions, and I don't know if I'd have time for any. Probably not, because I tend to go on, as you see. And so then I would put on my skirt and say, you know, have a great DomCon, and go forth, and go bonobos! Okay. All right. So, unless you guys have any questions or have any criticisms, you have a question, okay. Yes, a bonobo and a chimp can mate, and they have, especially long, long ago. And there were other species of chimpanzee, just like there were kind of other species of, dare I say, human, like Neanderthals and others. And that humans also mated with others that were not, quote-unquote, Homo sapiens. And so, yeah, bonobos can. They don't usually do that. They don't hang out together. And so it's, I think, extremely rare. And I'm not sure I've ever known about a bonobo-chimp hybrid. I've read novels about bonobo human hybrids. They're very interesting. But theoretically, bonobo and human could mate too. But, you know, that's kind of wild for Marky D. Right. So I don't know. Okay. So that was a good question, Harry. I think that there's been cases of common chimps who certainly have become more peaceful around bonobos. And I guess having sex. So I guess I'm just not sure if they've reproduced. You know, that would be... You know, like, for bonobos, sex is not just penis and vagina.
So when you say sex, do they hug? Do they kiss? Yeah, sure. They would do that, for sure. The penis and vagina is a very special thing. And it's... not done for very long periods of time with bonobos. That's one thing funny about bonobos is when they have intercourse, it's only, if, you know, like 20 seconds that the penis is in the vagina before it ejaculates. And so this is why premature ejaculation is really kind of natural. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try to pull back and make it last. And they make it last by doing a lot of what we would call foreplay. That's how they make it last. They do a lot of rubbing and before they stick it in. And they probably, I think, do a lot of afterplay too. So, you know, the sticking in is not that long a period of time, which is another reason that they're kind of appropriate for DomCon, because, you know, DomCon is not all about just, you know, sex, fucking. It's about stretching it out with games, with role play, with bondage, with teasing. Tease and denial. Yes. And so, I think I ended the talk, but we're still doing the show? Or I'm just going to wrap it up? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did we use all my stuff? Yeah, I think we did. Okay. So, you know, if you saw this already, you didn't see nothing yet. Come to join us at DomCon. What, I should go over this way. Okay, I'm going to go over here. Oh, you know, nobody, I forgot to say that I've been sitting on Jesus. Right here. We got this, actually... this pillow, this beautiful pillow, at a store across from Damask. So when you go to Damask Latex, you know, maybe we should put the laptop down. When you go to Damask Latex, you should go across the street to the great little religious shop. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Join us again Saturday during the day. We'll also be doing Facebook Live. And this is Shannon Sweet, and that's Max over there, and that's Harry. Thank you, Harry, for participating. And thank you, Anna, for participating. Anna, come on up here.
Anna! Hey!
All right. Thank you, Agua, for getting us laid. Look at Bill Clinton. He got all messed up. All right.
He actually came on.
So,
this time.
Get on either side of me. Okay, so you get on this side. And so we say, Merry Masturbation Month.
Woohoo!
Yay! Make love to... No. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Play the commercials.
I love you.
Okay.
We love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
You hear that buzz? That's the Bonobo Bunny.